I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, January 27th. There were 30 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 445. Quincy's positivity rate is 6.5%, and the city is in the red category on the state's risk assessment map. There have been 141 deaths. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the former Lowe's Home Improvement Store and the Boston Scientific Warehouse have been looked at as possible COVID-19 vaccination sites in Quincy. Koch says he's still waiting for guidance from the state about the possibility of creating mass vaccination locations in Quincy. 48-year-old Robert Viennes of Randolph has been charged with breaking into the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston early last Saturday morning. Police say Viennes smashed a glass door but failed to get into the museum. He was arrested in Braintree on an outstanding warrant for breaking into another Boston museum earlier this month. There were no mechanical problems with that ski lift at the Blue Hill Ski Area, where a 7-year-old Rockland boy fell 35 feet on Monday. Inspectors have ruled out mechanical problems as the cause of the incident. The boy was med-flighted to Boston Children's Hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. 14 Quincy College students have completed the newly created paramedic program. The students are done with the classroom portion of the EMT course that began 1 year ago in collaboration with the Comprehensive Medical Training Institute in Weymouth. The program was forced to go virtual due to the pandemic. Quincy School Committee Vice Chairman Anthony Andronico will officially resign at tonight's meeting and be sworn in as the new Ward 2 City Councilor tomorrow. Andronico was appointed to replace Brad Kroll as the new Ward 2 councilor earlier this week. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he will call for a joint meeting of the school committee and city council to fill Andronico's seat. Koch says that he will nominate Courtney Perdios, who ran unsuccessfully for school committee in 2019. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, January 27th.